You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at the newly revamped First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals, reportedly in town today to meet with the Cleveland Browns about their head coaching vacancy. Joining us now on the hotline to talk about Todd Bowles and give some perspective, Kent Summers of the Arizona Republic. Kent, thank you for joining us. And I guess we'll just start with this. Todd Bowles led this Arizona Cardinals defense to an improvement over what had been a very good defense under Ray Horton in 2012. Do you think he is ready to be a head coach in the NFL? And if so, what are the qualities about him you like so much?
Well, if he's not ready now, he never will be. You know, I think he took the next step this year to become, you know, when he became a coordinator for a full season for the first time. But, you know, he played in the league. He's coached in the league for a long time. And now he's coordinated a very good defense. And, you know, I would think he'd be ready. You know, a lot of people from outside might think, well, he just took over for, you know, Ray Horton and what the Cardinals already had. But there were a lot of changes on this defense. They opened the season with six new starters. So he and his staff did a really, really nice job. That said, I mean, I can't sit here and say that Todd Bowles is going to be a great head coach. He might be. He might not be a very good one. I don't really know yet, but certainly a team would be gambling a little bit on him, him having never done it before. But, you know, just an impressive job in Arizona. So, yeah, I would think he's ready to go.
As we look, Kent, at what Todd has done as an NFL coordinator and really the job that he's done to take over a defense that Ray Horton had done so well with and really left some big shoes to fill. The fact that he filled them as well as he did, is that in your mind an indicator of a man's ability to step up to the challenge of being a head coach? Because he faced enormous pressure there, and I think that's one of the first things you want to see from a coach, right, is how does he handle the pressure of success?
Yeah, it's very true. And as I said, there were some challenges here. You know, there were players who really loved Ray Horton's system, but there were a handful who didn't. I think what he, you know, one of the things he did, he took a group that has, some big egos involved, some divergent personalities, and he was just real steady. He's kind of a hard guy for the media to figure. One, he was only here a year, so we don't know him that well, and two, while he's very professional with the media and he doesn't give you a lot of insight into his personality, he's not particularly glib. He's not particularly, you know, he's not going to give long answers and hold court. You know, I go back to, you know, one of his mentors is Bill Parcells. It's a little bit like that. You know, I think he prefers to keep things in house. You meet him personally and he seems kind of quiet, reserved, got a quick wit. But the players say, though, behind closed doors, he's a guy who's, you know, he's not a yeller and screamer, but if they needed to, you know, needed some, you know, strong criticism, some guy to, you know, jump their case, he would do it. So I think kind of what was on behind closed doors, that's a little bit different Todd Bowles, I think, than most of us here have been allowed to see.
And getting to work with Bruce Arians, who came in from Indianapolis, led this Arizona team to a very, very impressive season in the most brutal division in the National Football League. How do you think that has helped Todd be ready to take that next step?
Oh, I think it's helped a ton. You know, his former coach in college at Temple, and, you know, I think he's seen another guy, maybe a different style of coach. He's a guy who handles different things differently from what, you know, maybe Todd is used to, you know, coming up under, you know, Parcells or even a year ago with the Eagles under Andy Reid. You know, I think Bruce Arians is a lot more happy-go-lucky, a lot more this is my personality, take it or leave it. I'm, you know, he's not shy with the media. In fact, he's just the opposite. You know, he loves the back and forth and the one-liners, et cetera. So, You know, but Todd Bowles, he's always given me the impression that he's very comfortable in his own skin. He's not going to try and become somebody he's not. I don't see him going somewhere and becoming a media darling, but I do see a guy that the players will respect a lot, a guy that, you know, has not only played but coached for a long time and certainly paid his dues.
Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic covers the Cardinals, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And, Kent, as you look at the ability that a coaching candidate has to build a staff, yes, he comes from a defensive background, so that part of it, okay, his philosophy would obviously be implemented. But how about with regard to the offensive staff, number one, and how he would, what his connections are that would maybe allow him to find the coordinator to help enhance what's already here and perhaps develop a new quarterback and a lot of challenges that this team is going to face offensively, to go along with having someone who would carry out his defensive ideas as defensive coordinator?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know him well enough to tell you, okay, this guy would be his defensive coordinator, this guy would be his offensive coordinator. I know he, I'm sure, has ideas, having been in the league as long as he has, but, you know, and I just barely talked to him about becoming a head coach, just long enough to, you know, for him to say, yeah, that's a career goal of mine, it's something I want to do. But, you know, I couldn't sit here and say that, hey, he'd try and keep North Turner or he's got his own guy. I don't really know. I think that would be, I think with most candidates, that's a big question for management and ownership to have answered. And I would think, especially with a guy like Todd, who's never been a head coach before.
One thing I like to look at in defensive coordinator candidates going to become head coaches, if they can instill that kind of toughness in their defense, and how fired up can they get their players. The one stat I like to look at is the number of rushing touchdowns allowed, because typically that comes down to at the goal line getting nasty. And you look at the teams that allowed the fewest rushing touchdowns last year, Seattle at 4, Carolina at 4, and then Arizona at 5. Is there some type of quiet toughness that you get the sense Todd Bowles instills, and competitive fire that he instills in his players?
No question. And really, they came here with that goal under Bruce Arians, and Bowles made a priority one, let's stop the run. They felt like, you know, while they both applauded the job Ray Horton did, they thought in 2012 the Cardinals gave up too much on the ground, especially long plays. And that was always job one every Sunday. They made it a focal point. And they limited some of the best rushers in the league, you know, and up until the last game with Frank Gore, I think, who, you know, maybe had 25 yards on 13 carries. And he did a really nice job of the most impressive thing he did was just blend, you know, a ton of new players in with the old players, blend his system into sort of what they had done before. He really got more out of Darnell Dockett at defensive end than Ray Horton did the last couple of years. He had some young guys who developed. It was just a nice job. That defense was a lot of fun to watch and really as good as any in the league, I think.
Well, Kent, we'll see how this all plays out for the Browns, whether or not we will be possibly talking with you again, depending on how this interview goes. But it is interesting how 2 years in a row the Cardinals – and the Browns kind of factor in together in this coach search.
Yeah, they've got to be the only team to ever interview Cardinals defensive coordinators in back-to-back years. And those two guys couldn't be more different, but they were both very successful on the field. And, you know, who knows if what kind of head coach Todd Bowles will be, but, you know, he certainly deserves a shot somewhere.
Yeah, the only difference in this process is I wish I was sitting where you are talking with you, and you were sitting here in this sub-freezing temperature.
I've actually got the back door to my patio open and
ripe
grapefruit on the tree, and
nice.
It's about 80 degrees.
Oh, good. Good for you. Yeah, really happy for you.
You brought it up, Vic.
Hey, buddy, we will cross paths, though, down the line. Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
He is Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic. And we are talking, of course, about the coach search. It'll be an endless topic here until it does
until
eventually
end. Until
it
is not a topic anymore, and we're interviewing the new head coach of the Cleveland
on
Browns.
On the show, right?
Which I certainly will be looking forward to.
You're counting that down, brother. I know.
That's right.
Yeah, this will eventually get old. But right
we
now,
need one of those, what's it, an advent calendar where we have like a chocolate face of all the possible candidates till we get to the final
one. Till we get to the final one. I like it. All right. Well, anyway, we have got Friday forecast coming up for you. We're going to break down our thoughts on the wild card weekend that is ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.